them in all brother stores nationwide. This is the story of the Zambian student. Resilient, determined and proud. Tough like us.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Adrenaline pumping, minds racing as we head to the Africa quarterfinals this weekend. Kicking off with two double headers, the Border Boys, Chirundo United, will take on the sensational Zanaco in a bid to win. And Play It Forward FC will take on the Airmen, Red Arrows, kicking off at 12:30 and 15 hours respectively in Kitwe at Arthur Davies Stadium. The thrill-packed games continue on Sunday with the mighty Mufulira Wanderers playing against the elegant Dynamite FC Muza, and closing with Abayelo Power Dynamite versus the Brave and Jungle Rangers in a battle to win at Nkrumah Stadium, kicking off at 12:30 hours and 15 hours respectively. Who will move on to the semi? Grab your ticket at www.petpay and watch the games live on SuperSport and the Absa Facebook page. Your story matters. Absa.
Headlines. President Hichilema urges engineers to lead economic growth and raise bar on cost, quality and delivery. Socialist Party urges youths to contest in 70 new constituencies with no incumbents. And in global news, DR Congo accepts first set of deportees from the U.S. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. President Hichilema has called on engineers to lead the development of Zambia's economy, urging the profession to raise the bar on cost, quality and timely delivery of projects. Speaking at the Engineering Institution of Zambia EIZ annual general meeting and symposium in Livingston today, held under the theme Sustainable Energy, Smart Mining and Regenerative Agriculture for an Innovative Structural Economy, President Hichilema said engineers are central to national development and must not settle for second best. The head of state urged engineers to align with government's vision and illustrated the difference between budget and cost, citing fertilizer procurement where a senior public officer insisted on paying $1,200 per metric ton because it was in the yellow book, while government eventually procured at around $800 per ton, saving $400 per ton. He also referenced the Lusakan dollar dual carriageway, saying it was initially costed at $1.3 billion, translating to $1.8 billion with interest, but that his administration cancelled the contract and is now constructing the same 327-kilometer road at $649.5 million with a better quality and ahead of time. And President Hichilema has challenged EIZ to regulate and certify its members, but also to be firm in disciplining those who transgress, warning that covering up misconduct leads to loss of lives and exposure.
The people who spent that project and $1.3 billion were engineers. The people this president said, I'm not going to do this road at this cost, and we are now doing at 649, are engineers in the same room here. The difference is the approach to doing things. Hence, the three rules are important, President Kalula. That way, when you design projects properly, with prudence, this government will be your best friend. And this government will give your members more business and more contracts. Let us have an alignment in our vision. Please understand the vision of the government, your government. We're not a pariah government. We're not from somewhere. You voted for us.
Meanwhile, Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development Minister Charles Melopi has challenged engineers to organize themselves strategically and take full advantage of vast opportunities available in infrastructure development through public-private partnerships. PPPs. Mr. Melopi cited student accommodation, water treatment and waste management as areas engineers could target, with the University of Zambia alone requiring 10,000 bed units, providing a ready market.
It is time for Engineering Institution of Zambia to indeed all Zambian engineers to organize themselves strategically and take full advantage of the vast advantages available in infrastructure development. These opportunities are not in the tent in the future. They are here now. Every time I've addressed this body, Mr. President, I've called upon this professional. There is nobody in engineering terms more qualified, more experienced than these people you see before you. I have said, come together, form private entities that will carry out infrastructure development in this country.
And speaking earlier, EIZ President Engineer Wesley Kaluva has appealed to the Office of the President to always inform the institution on all government engineering projects so that it can effectively offer guidance and spearhead participation. Engineer Kaluva has noted with concern that engineers only get recognized when there is an engineering failure, but are never engaged at the planning stage.
It is true that involvement of engineering professionals in politics affords them the opportunity to be part of policy and decision making at the high level. We would like to see the engineering professionals at these levels use their professional knowledge to attract and defend important engineering infrastructure development projects, as well as contribute to the enhancement of the welfare of other engineers, thereby motivating them to higher productivity for national economic development. Mr. President, the EIZ has made it a must to seek involvement in all engineering-related matters in the country so that we can offer our technical expertise. But in as much as the institution has become proactive, we may not be aware of some project plans that the government is undertaking.
Socialist Party National Youth Chairman Thompson Luzende has urged young people to seize the opportunity presented by the newly created constituencies and step into leadership roles. Following the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ's announcement of 70 new constituencies, Mr. Luzende says that the development is significant for any young Zambian who has ever considered running for public office. He has told Phoenix News in an interview that young people now have a real chance to make themselves known, as the new constituencies have no incumbent members of parliament. Mr. Luzende adds that Zambia is a young country and its parliament should reflect that demographic reality.
Nobody owns those seats. No one has a head start. For the first time in the history of this country, we have 70 new constituencies which are going into an election completely wide. And what this means for young people is that whoever works hardest and connects most genuinely with their community will most likely win. So if you are a young person who is rooted in the community and have been waiting for your opportunity to contest power, this is the moment.
Police in Chipangali district have detained a 28-year-old woman after she allegedly threw her newborn baby girl into a pit latrine in an attempt to conceal the birth. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwimba says the incident was reported today, April 18, 2026, by Inali Zulu, who said her niece Elizabeth Zulu, a single mother of three, gave birth to a live baby girl and later threw her into a pit latrine. Mr. Mwemba says brief facts that the complainant was informed of the incident by Emmanuel Mwale, a cousin to the suspect, who rushed to the suspect's house and found villagers gathered around the pit latrine where the baby had been thrown. He says when confronted, the suspect disclosed that she had been in contact since last month with her neighbor Patricia Mwale, a trained community midwife whom she described as an expert in assisting villagers to abort unwanted pregnancies. Mr. Mwemba explained that the suspect wanted to terminate the pregnancy for fear that her Malawan boyfriend